Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Bob Langert as we talk about beef sustainability in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior chance to buy some great cattle coming up on Friday, May 22nd. Superior Video Livestock Auctions next sale on Dish Network Satellite 232 and at www.superiorclicktobid.com. It'll be originated out of the historic Fort Worth Stockyards, Fort Worth, Texas, starting 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 20,200 head on the 22nd of May, 2,100 Holsteins, 4,150 yearling steers, 2,600 yearling heifers, 5,500 weaned calves, 5,700 calves on cows. Now, if you want details as to when an estimated time a lot might sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call at 800-422-2117. The next sale for Superior Livestock coming May 22nd at Superior. We bring the market to you.
We're at the 2015 Alltech International Conference being called Revelation, and this year one of the guest speakers, Bob Langert, recently retired from McDonald's as their Vice President of Sustainability. He's now Editor-at-Large with Green Biz Group and talking about sustainability, specifically in the beef breakout, talking about sustainability for our beef industry. We asked Bob exactly, in his mind, what is beef sustainability?
It's a very meaningful concept. The concept that beef is not only about assured supply and quality and performance, it's also about treating animals well, treating the earth well, and treating the people well. So it's really that triple bottom line of people, planet, profit. As simple as that. And sustainability is doing a better job and measuring that on a day-by-day basis and getting better at it every day.
The cattle industry through the Beef Checkoff has obviously put out some research information. Is that headed in the right direction as far as helping us get down the road?
Oh, absolutely. This whole effort is consumer-driven. Companies like McDonald's aren't doing this because activists are on their doorstep. They're doing it because consumers care about where their food comes from, what's in it, and how it's processed. And research, it's got to be scientifically based. So I love what is being done with LCAs. On the other hand, converting that to a consumer-friendly term is also a challenge.
The consumer, how do we get them to a point where they're comfortable?
By being more transparent. Rather than bemoan the fact that the world is transparent and, by the way, I think the activists have kind of hijacked the agenda for the beef industry. So all of us in the beef industry need to take charge, develop our own strategy, and be way more proactive about telling our story. And I think what's being done with the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef is admirable, to set up principles and criteria. Right now, that's being implemented locally because, sustainable beef is not a magical box that everybody can fit into. So the U.S. set up a roundtable through the National NCBA. I think it's a great idea. We got the right people at the table to develop ways to measure it, improve it. These days, you just can't say you're sustainable. Mm-hmm. When I meet up with ranchers and beef producers, they all tell me, well, hey, we are sustainable. And by the way, I don't doubt that, although there's always room for improvement. Right. But the fact is, you got to prove it. The consumer's skeptical. They don't trust us. Yeah. And we got to do a way better job of proving the values that we have in our businesses.
Bob Langert with Green Biz Group. He is, of course, just retired from the McDonald's organization as Vice President of Sustainability, talking with us today about the concept of beef sustainability, a big issue that the industry continues to try to wrestle with. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 22nd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December 10th through 12th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Ron Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
At your Beef Buzz from Lexington, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.